This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We don't know what's happening. We figured out what was happening. Something personal with his dad, and his dad ended up passing away. And he even spoke to it that that was a weight lifted off of him and that he got to play even more free. And, you know, his play on the court was something of talk throughout all this past season, too. And they traded him and they got Jimmy Butler and we moved on from it. We never really talked about Andrew Wiggins again because of it, because the team just took off after that. But yeah, it's a very interesting and fine line to talk about when it comes to the player and themselves, the money they make, what's fair game, what's not fair game. And I think we're still kind of learning about it as we talk through it and reflect on it.
Now do I feel like Brock is going to change his personality because of the money or his work ethic? No, I don't. But that's part of the calculated assessment you make as an organization. What will money do to this individual
right.
in terms of work ethic? Yeah. What will money do to this person in terms of how they treat others? And that's where I have to trust the 49ers when they give out these contracts that they have a better feel for these people than anyone else.
Absolutely. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, baby, who got their first ever win in franchise history yesterday, 76-74 the final. And we are always live on the free Odyssey app, because that's where you can find those Valkyries games as well. And coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
But I will say this. At your core, who you are, I truly believe who you are is who you are. Right? Now, things can change you. There's no doubt. We see people change all the time. But I always tell this story. Tiger Woods, filthy rich. Mm-hmm. And has been for a long, long, long time. But he grew up very cheap. His dad was very cheap. He talked about this. And when he did the thing with the Marines, remember he used to train with the Navy SEALs and the Marines?
Worked too hard.
The famous story is he took them all out to lunch, and they bought cheeseburgers or whatever. And again, it's Tiger Woods, worth, this is at the time, hundreds of millions of dollars with Nike, the height of his powers. And he's got all these Marines, Navy SEALs, whatever it was specifically. And if I'm butchering which particular part of the military it is, I apologize. I don't mean to disrespect.
No, I think it was the Navy SEALs.
Okay.
You're right.
He's like, yeah, let's split the bill. It's like, Tiger, you can't be that cheap. Michael Jordan's been notoriously cheap.
Charles Barkley famously had the story that Michael Jordan, walked past a homeless guy, didn't give him money, and he told Charles, quote, if they could ask you for spare change, they can say welcome to McDonald's. Like, really? MJ? $1 billion? Air Jordan? Couldn't give the guy a buck?
So there are some things that money can't change.
No.
Like, there are sometimes things that they can't change about you. Not everyone becomes a philanthropist because they get a lot of money. Some people continue to step on others' necks.
Absolutely. By the way, we're talking about contracts and signing a big deal. And what would you spend for yourself? We're doing selfish purchases here on the Morning Roast. If you sign a Brock Purdy deal, $100 million at signing. $100 million you get. You got that in your bank account. What are you buying? Sam, What are you buying? I teased it. I never got back to
haircut.
I apologize.
No, oh, that's the last thing I would buy.
He's getting more hair care product, probably. You kidding
Ooh,
me?
Ooh, that's actually a good call.
He's going to buy nothing but nacho cheese Dorito powder to powder into his hair so that it's red-orange for the rest of his life.
I just want to let that hang out for a little bit just to highlight the ridiculousness of what you just
Sam,
said.
Sam, I didn't say that. I'm just looking at you. That wasn't me.
I know. I just want to hang out. Oh, but no, while that's I give my it. Answer, here's another thought I want to throw you guys. What's the most ridiculous piece of sports memorabilia you would try and buy with this kind of money?
It's a hot take here. I'm a sports talk radio host. I'm not really into the memorabilia stuff.
Well, while you guys think about it,
I'm not into the bobbleheads. I'm not into the sign
Rookie
stuff.
Rookie Willie Mays card.
Yeah, see, I'm not. Yeah. For me, it's not really. Maybe for my dad, though, I'd buy something.
I would do that for my dad.
Yeah, exactly. See,
like,
I'd buy
on behalf of, like, for the family, I would do that.
I'm at the point in my life, like, stuff like that doesn't really. It's for my kids. Like, anything I get, like, freebies at the station, anything, I'll give it to my son. Like, that's
what
I've
got
do.
Boxes of stuff for my son. He has no idea how much stuff I have sitting waiting for him. I have t-shirts from Candlestick. All this stuff that I one day will open the chest to hand to him.
See, I would try and track down as many Olympic torches as I could find.
Really?
And just get like a wall of all the different Olympic
Same
torches.
Same color as your hair.
Anyway, okay,
Why
sure.
Why going back to the redhead? Like, what? He's beautiful, man.
He's on fire. Lubman's on fire.
Okay.
Anyway, as far as frivolous purchases that I would be for me, I would buy a personal suite at Oracle Park, Chase Center, Levi Stadium, SAP Center to use whenever I want, game, concert, whatever. And then
really? Why the suite?
Because I'd want a suite.
Because they're sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Why not a suite?
Why are you requesting
a
this
lot
is
of
his?
Dates and a lot of suites.
That's good for him. He's single.
Yeah.
He should be going on a lot of
I'm
going
to have some Memorial Day weekend parties.
Hell
I'm
going
to invite all my friends
would
who like to come.
I've never done any of these apps, okay? So, like Tinder, Hinge, whatever they're all called.
Grindr.
Would you put you, like the picture would be you in the suite? Like, insert yourself here.
No, the picture would be me just, like, swimming around in all the money.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
That's honestly, that's such a flex.
There you go. That's the other rules.
Do that.
Just get the swimming pool, fill it full of money, and jump in. Don't do it with coins. It doesn't actually work.
I actually love that.
No, don't do the Scrooge McDuck thing. Is that, yeah, you can actually, like, die doing that because I don't think they actually know that, like, gold is.
Family Guy disproved that. Yeah.
Exactly. I already said Carter's. You're getting a watch. Sam, you're getting sweets all across everywhere.
Yeah, I would never buy
a really big boat.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't buy a boat or a plane because it's always these rich people end up dead on the plane, the boat, whatever.
Well, I would get I would get a yacht.
Yeah, the small planes are the ones that are always getting into those accidents. You got the big commercial flights I'm okay with. Although there was a stretch here in a couple months ago where I was like,
Also, a plane is a horrible investment. You can literally just do net jets every time you want to go.
Terrible.
What's Robbie on the Dumbarton Bridge want to buy? Robbie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. What are you buying, Robbie? $100 million.
Probably I'd buy like one of those lifetime passes on an airplane. Not buy an airplane, but like Mark Cuban did it. He bought like a lifetime pass on first class on United Airlines or something like that. I do that and travel everywhere.
Where are you traveling to? Where are you going? First place you want to go to?
Europe, man. Yeah, everywhere in Europe.
Country? No, just does Europe, the continent? You just want to travel the continent?
Yeah, just travel the continent everywhere, man. I want to take a couple months and just go around.
Hey, fair enough. Robbie, he's going to go on the European extravaganza. He's going to start in Iceland, by the way. Very popular lately. I see a lot of people going to Iceland. Why? Why?
You tell me. I don't know. I haven't seen anyone go to Iceland.
No, that's like the big honeymoon thing is now. Maybe it's our generation.
Is it?
Carter and Sam can. No, everyone's going to Iceland these days.
You know
it's
what my honeymoon
thing.
Was? I went back to work on Monday.
The reason people are going to Iceland is because the country is paying for the tourism, so it's super cheap.
Is it? Okay, yeah. So that's why.
It's all subsidized.
Right. All right, so look at that. The money
didn't
guy
know
does.
That. The money guy did know.
He does know. Yeah. We're talking Brock Purdy signing contracts. Here's more from Brock talking to the media yesterday on the energy that he feels in the facility.
Just the energy and all the guys' mindset now coming back, man. The locker room, the workouts, in the weight room, the film room, you name it. Like, there's a new kind of like re-energized feeling around the facility. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
It's very exciting. It's an exciting time in the YouTube chat when they say Sam Lubman is now Sam Hefner.
Oh, I like
if
that.
If he goes on that, I don't know if Sam wants to be associated with that guy. It used to be a thing you want to be associated with maybe a decade ago. Now, in the light of recent knowledge, probably not. But you know what, Sam?
It's a nice bathrobe, though.
It's a very nice bathrobe. Silk, maybe, even. You want to get a silk robe?
Get 100 silk robes.
Dude, balling out. Well, literally, free balling. Dave Fleming joined us yesterday talking about the Giants. We got Larry Bear, president and CEO of the Giants, joining us in about 12 minutes. And they signed a fat contract this offseason, Joe, and Willie Adames. And we're talking about Brock Purdy living up to his contract. You think Willie Adames is pressing a little bit, trying to live up to his in these few months?
Well, I mean, when you re-sign with a team that you already have equity with, I think it's different. So, like, Brock Purdy has earned equity already, correct? With the team?
Yes.
Okay. Willie Adames is, like, coming from somewhere else where...
A mercenary.
Well, he's just starting from scratch. And yeah. I think when you come in and you're the highest paid guy ever in the team's history, like... You're already kind of working behind the eight ball, and I think one thing that he has benefited from is that everyone likes him. He's got a great personality. It feels like his teammates love him. The sense I get when you watch him is that he tries really, really, really hard. So I think in terms of like immediately endearing yourself to a fan base, he's checked a lot of the boxes outside of performance.
Dave Fleming did join us. I mentioned him because we got a couple minutes here before the break. And he actually had a very interesting thought on all of this, because the fact that the Giants are winning, I think, is a big reason why we're not really paying attention to Willie Adames' struggles. Because if they just flipped the record and they were, whatever it is, 20-29, maybe the boo birds or the chirping would be a little bit louder. But here's Dave yesterday, who joined us on the River Islands guest line. You can find the entire interview, voice of the San Francisco Giants, talking about Giants fans understanding the struggles of Willie Adames early on.
Giants fans are savvy enough to see the stuff that you guys are talking about. He is a ultimate teammate. I mean, no matter whether he's 4-for-4 or 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, he's rooting for his teammates. He's the first guy out of the dugout when somebody hits a home run. He's the first guy out on the field when they have a walk-off win. He has a smile on his face. He cares about winning above all else. That's one of the main reasons why the Giants signed him. And so I think Giants fans do appreciate that, and they have already picked up on that with him. But make no mistake, like, ultimately, he does have to perform at a higher level. And the Giants need that from him. I'm not just talking about from a PR standpoint. The Giants want to get where they think they can go this year. They need a lot more from Willie. And last night's swing was a very good sign.
And they fall yesterday, though, to the Kansas City Royals, lose that series. Lost their last two series against teams over 500, Arizona, obviously, and now Kansas City. But they did sweep the A's. In between that, they're going to start a road trip, and it's going to start against the Washington Nationals, Joe, tomorrow. But Willie Adames, I mean, you look at it one of two ways. All right, the Giants are 29-21. All right, and Willie hasn't really gotten going yet. So,
or Chapman.
So, glass half full guy, those guys are due at some point to break out of the slump.
I feel really good, actually, about it. Because not only are they not performing, but Bailey's underperforming offensively, and Lamont Wade Jr. is clearly underperforming offensively. God. Now, are you getting over-the-top contributions from Wilmer? Probably.
Yeah.
I just think this might be who Ramos is. I think he's just good. Not great, but good. Just a good player. Jungmoo Lee has been pretty good. I know the last couple weeks haven't been great. And Tyler Fitzgerald, I think he's just a solid player. So I think it's about where they need to be. Now, you're going to have some of those other guys drop off in production. Chapman and Adames, the back of their baseball card, is better than what we've seen. They'll get it going at some point. They have to.
Well, one thing's for sure, the vibe around this team has definitely shifted into such a positive way. It's got us wondering, what is happening down at Oracle Park? Well, let's talk to the president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants on the other side. That would be Larry Bear, and it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com. for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm in one, but I've got a bunch on the schedule in June.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty fired up.
Where are you going? Do you remember?
I went to opening day, and then I've had pony baseball for the last month. Trust me. Michelle made it very clear to me. I need some time off. All
so
right.
Here, let's see. June coming up. We got pods in that first Monday, Tuesday,
I'm going
Wednesday.
June 2nd. I think that's
Padres,
a Tuesday.
That's a Monday. Padres.
Monday. There you go. Monday night.
Tatis,
yeah.
Machado. That'll
yeah,
be fun.
I'm going to that game. Actually, with a bunch of people. It's a park and rec type of a deal. So, yeah, I'm going to be at that game for sure.
So, we got the Padres. Then you got the Braves. You got the Rockies.
Oh, I always hate the Braves. So, sign me up. They always have a big fan base.
Talking about the Rockies. Oh, my God. Is that the worst team you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
They're pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
You know who are not bad? They're actually pretty damn good this year. It's the San Francisco Giants. Tough L yesterday, but overall in the season, 29-21. 50 games in, and they are 8 games over 500. Happy to be joined now by Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO. And he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Larry, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky here. And, you know, last time you were on these airwaves, or specifically on this show, you were with Bonte and Shasky, and you're talking about, you know, not being a stranger. That was the quote we've been using. It says, don't be a stranger to Giants games this year. And it's been quite the opposite. There's not a lot of strangers. There's a lot of fans filling up that ballpark. And just talk about the vibes. The vibes has been so great this year. And I get it. The team is winning. It's been fun. Jung-Hoo Lee's been awesome. You know, Elliot Ramos kind of having another all-star season. It's been a lot of fun here. You got some familiar names with Logan Webb, and you got guys like Justin Verlander, but it can't always just be about the winning, right? Because this team's won in the past, and sometimes it felt like, hey, maybe it wasn't resonating as much. What's going on with the vibes this year at Oracle Park? Good morning, Larry. It was a lot.
Well, that's great. Good morning, Joe and Joe. And you guys you're good. You're on it. That was an excellent question. And what do we have 45 minutes to respond?
Sure.
Just kidding. No, it's great. And so just, you know, kind of big picture, I would say, Joe, we, you know, really in the off season, I think that's kind of where it started. We really feel like the fan base became engaged in, you know, a couple of the moves we made and just some of the signaling of, you know, how the team was going to be, you know, put together. And if you see this year, I think, you know, we felt like spring training, you know, a lot of times spring training, you can have a great spring training and doesn't translate to the regular season. Sometimes just the opposite. Spring training doesn't go so well, at least in wins and losses, and maybe it's artistically, and then you do great during the season coming out of the blocks. With us, we felt like Bob Melvin and the coaching staff, Buster and Zach in the front office, you know, had a plan for spring training, and it carried over into the regular season. And with with the grit and the grind and, you know, the pitching and defense centric team with, you know, timely hitting. So hopefully the fans picked up on that, because the vibe has been good. The vibe was good just in terms of, you know, advanced ticket sales. The vibe was good before we even threw a pitch. And then once we started the season, it's been really positive, you know, just all around. So we're very thankful, and we feel like the kind of baseball that, you know, we've moved toward this year is really also, in addition to being winning baseball, it's what the fans like just in terms of artistically with, you know, regulars out there pretty much every day. We have maybe six of the eight position players are playing every day. With the starting pitchers are, you know, the philosophy is, you know, not really to use openers and to have the starters be starters and all that.
Well, I think it's a brand of baseball, which I was describing over the weekend. It's a brand of baseball that I grew up watching and loving and liking, and they've won, as in the Giants, you guys, have won a lot of games with, you know, the Bailey with a big hit to drive in a run. Then you bunt the guy over, and then Ramos comes up and hits a single and knocks that guy in. That's a brand of baseball my generation, my father's generation, and the generation before him grew up playing. And I think it really does matter. And seeing a young guy in Ramos, seeing the guy you signed a couple years ago, Jung Hoo Lee, get off to a good start. You know, Yaz has been here a while, but he gets off to a nice start. And having Chapman and Adames, I just think that there's a lot of things that are aligning right now for you guys. And I'm seeing it in the stadium and in the crowd. My brother went to the game the other night, Tuesday night game. This was not this Tuesday, but the last Tuesday. And he goes, I couldn't get over how many people were there. And it just feels like the vibe around the entire team is really coming up right now. Do you get that sense from your patrons when you walk around Oracle that people are just happier?
We do. And I think it is because, and I think in your first question, you got at this, and Buster talks about this a lot, is that you want to have a winner, and that's, you know, supremely important. But to go with it, you want to have a team that people, that the fans like, that the fans can fall in love with. And one of the kind of the mantras around the Giants is, we're in the memory making business. We want people, and, you know, part of this was me as a child. You know, some of my greatest memories of childhood and teenage years with my parents and friends was, you know, the memories of going to the ball games. And we want to try to bring that back. And I think in today's world, not to be overly philosophical, but in today's world, you know, there's so much going on. There's the pressures, there's the screens, there's the, you know, all of the things that are going on, that, you know, a fun two and a half hours, and it's now 2.5 hours, not 3 or 3.5 hours in most games, a fun 2.5 hours with your friends, with your family, just on your own, or with your group from school or from the office, is just, it even resonates more. And then in terms of the falling in love with the players, you know, if you know that Willie Adames and Matt Chapman and Jung Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos, and, you know, they're going to be on the field, Yaz, et cetera, going to be, you know, pretty much you're going to be able to see them every day. That can matter. So, yeah, so we feel really good about the way it's come together. And the players hopefully feel that way too, because they're, you know, they're playing really well. We've had a little bit of a bump here last series or so, but But overall, it's felt really good.
You know, you referenced something there. We've been kind of talking about it all week with all these contract extensions. You see what's going on with Juan Soto in New York and Rafael Devers in Boston. Some of these high-priced guys, it seems like they're, not that they're malcontents, but there's stuff going on. And I think about Brock Purdy's contract right now. When you are with someone every day, you get a good feel for who they are. You guys signed Matt Chapman last year, and you got a good feel for who he was having him on the roster. What is something that maybe you've learned about Willie Adames, having not known him too well before signing here, that you've learned about him, seeing him every single day interact with people on and off the field?
Okay, so that's, it's a great example, and huge credit to Buster and Zach and our team for putting this together. What we learned about Willie Adames, which is what we had heard about, but you never really know until he's inside your clubhouse, he's a culture carrier. That's what we call it, culture carrier. What does that mean? It means that his enthusiasm, his team-oriented approach creates a culture, helps create a culture, helps change a culture if that is what was needed, etc. And is super valuable beyond what the statistics say. And that has absolutely been the case. He's a winning player. And that's just sort of the way we felt about him before we signed him. And that's what, so far, you know, first 50 games, that's the way it's turned out. It's interesting. You talk about the big contracts, and it's no secret. We haven't shied away from the big contracts, right? We've gone after, it's been well documented. You know, we went after some of the big free agent targets in the last few seasons. I think that's who we are as a Giants. You know, we want to bring, you know, stars to the Giants. Our first move with this ownership group was bringing Barry Bonds in as a free agent. Having said that, we're also very, satisfied and optimistic about the youth on the team and the farm system and what that can deliver. A couple nights ago, when we played Kansas City on a Tuesday night, we used five pitchers with Birdsong starting. It was the starter, first start back this year, and all five came from our farm system. So it was Birdsong, it was Randy Rodriguez, Kyle Harrison, Doval, Ryan Walker. And all five, you know, were developed by us. And that's, if you can do it that way to some extent and marry that with the Willie Adameses and the Matt Chapmans, Jung-Hoo Lees, who were free agents, that probably is the way we'd like to go forward and blend it that way.
Talking with Larry Bear here on the Morning Roast, Giants president and CEO. And that's an interesting thought, right? When it comes to the likability factor with players, homegrown matters. Hey, San Francisco 49ers just re-signed Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant, right? They signed him to a huge contract extension. The fact that the 49ers drafted him and he wasn't some free agent and you brought him, not like there's anything wrong with that, but just speak to that, Larry, the importance of homegrown players and a guy that's now running kind of the organization in Buster Posey being that homegrown guy there.
Exactly right. No, it's huge, and it comes down to, obviously, you have to draft well. And not just draft well in terms of player performance, but draft well in terms of character, where, you know, you feel like if there's a marriage there, especially in the early rounds, right, first, second, third round. I mean, I can think of a couple. You know, Buster is the obvious one. Also, Matt Cain, they never played for another team. They were with Giants their entire career. And you think about what the value is where, and you'll notice on the scoreboard and in our social media, we put out a lot of information about, you know, what guys are doing in Sacramento and in Richmond and in Eugene, San Jose, because we want the fans to be able to follow them. It's not going to pan out for 100% of the drafted players, but if you can bring them along and the fans see them, and you know, the rules of baseball are such that while there's arbitration, you'll have that player. You have the opportunity to have that player for 6 years. Yeah. And that's a big deal. And in the case of, just take Buster and Matt, we had them for their entire careers. If you go back to, you know, the formula where we won the championships, go up and down the lineup. I mean, we sprinkled in free agents strategic and where we could kind of thought we could take ourselves over the top or a playoff team could go far in the playoffs. So the Hunter Pences and the Marco Scuderos and the Pat Burles and the Cody Rosses, et cetera. But the core were really homegrown and developed, like Buster and Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum and Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt, et cetera.
You know, Larry, I'm looking at the team this year and they're just, they're on a little roll here, and I want them to make a big move. I'm sure you can't talk about those kinds of things, and I feel like we're right on the cusp of going through a run here, and we might even be a year early because you're talking about all these young players that we have. But I'm over here looking at it, and look, I'm a lifelong Giants fan, you know, and I know we got the Padres and the D-backs and the Rockies in the division. I'm watching a lot of Red Sox-Yankee stuff on Netflix. They've got this documentary on the 04 Red Sox. They had the In the Clubhouse stuff, which I thought was fascinating, documenting every single day the Red Sox last year. And they make no qualms about it. They are trying to beat the Yankees. And I want the Giants, and I want you and the team, and I'm sure you guys feel this way. I want to just come out like, hey, we won our three, but they've won two. The Dodgers have won two World Series since our last one. We are trying to overtake them. We are maniacally obsessed with beating them and obviously winning the World Series. Is that your everyday focus? I mean, I'm serious, because like Giants fans want to hear that. We are so sick of watching them. They get all the guys and all the players, and they're the reigning champs, and I want to beat them so bad, and we want to hear it from ownership and everybody that you're with us on that. I know I sound crazy.
No, Joe, you don't sound crazy. You sound like a passionate Giants fan, and I know the vibe, right, is we feel Giants fans tend to feel sort of equally satisfied. Giants win or Dodgers lose, right?
Exactly.
Having said all that, you know, we can't get too overly focused on what the Dodgers are doing or not doing, because we've got to, you know, if we take care of what we can take care of, and this was the case going back into years we've won the championship when we won 107 games in 2021. I mean, the expectation was that we would not be in the playoffs or win those years, and we did, and we just because there was great focus. So, Giants Dodgers. Yeah. Yes. And it's interesting this year, by the way. We'll face them until mid-June.
Do you like that?
And then
do you like that as someone running the team? Because I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think you can cut it both ways. I think in our case, to the extent the team's coming together, and we've been able to kind of, you know, mold the team in a way that seems to be positive. It might be a good thing. We play them four games in June in L.A. and then four games in San Francisco in July. First time the Dodgers come to San Francisco in July. So, I think the way you think of and the way you think about a season is, you know, you talk about we're literally exactly 50 games, right? 29, 21, and 50 games in. I think typical approach is 50-50. 62, you divide the season into thirds. The first 50 games, you kind of see what you got, and we have a pretty good idea now, 50 games in. The next 50 days, you do something about it, and that takes you into the trade deadline, which is still a couple months away, month and a half away or so. And then, or 2 months away, actually. And then the last stretch, last 50 or 60 games, you play like heck. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we'll get the Dodgers as we later in the season, kind of have a better sense of our own identity. You got injuries playing in. Dodgers had some injuries this year. The pitching staff, we just had JV, Justin Verlander, is going to take a break, hopefully on the – you know, it will not be a long stint. It'll be, you know, just one stint on the IL. I love the passion. I think you can never take the Giant Dodger, to your point, you can't take the Giant Dodger rivalry for granted, because it's historic, it's great, it's passionate, and I would never want it to be replaced. And it won't be replaced. I don't think, you know, it's going to go forever.
Hey, Larry, we really appreciate it. Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO, joining us here on the Morning Rush. I wanted to squeeze one more in. I know we're up against it, though, because it's almost been 20 years since AT&T, then AT&T, hosted the All-Star game. Now Oracle Park, like, I'm watching all the games this week. It's so damn beautiful outside. The sun is shining.
It's incredible.
There needs to be another All-Star game here. I know we just had it at Chase Center. It needs to come back to Oracle Park, and it would be 2027's open. It would be 20 years. Larry, just saying.
We are in 1,000% agreement that we'd love to get the All-Star game back. The way it works is there are several teams that are, you know, they try to spread it around and give it to teams that want to host it. And there are several teams that have gone, you know, quite a bit further back than us, not having it, who want to have it. So I think we've talked to MLB about it, and I'm optimistic that in the next, you know, I don't want to put an exact time frame on it, but in the near future, we'll have a chance to host an All-Star game. 2007 was a lot of fun. Excuse me. And we really want to focus on having it again for the fans, and hopefully we can do it, you know, before the end of the 20s.
I want it. I want to take my son. I'd be looking forward to it. Hey, Larry, I know you guys unveiled the City Connects. I have a marketing idea for you, okay? Just hear me out here.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm wearing the throwback practice jersey from the 80s, the Hum Baby Giants, the Curvy Giants ones that you guys are selling in all the dugout merchandise. They got to wear those jerseys. We got to get these curvy. I call it the Curvy SF from the 80s. But here's the marketing idea. Release the Bryce Eldridge Hum Baby Giant jersey right now in the dugout store. It'll sell like hotcakes. You know it will.
Okay, well, I don't want to put too much pressure on Bryce, but hear you on that. And there's an example of somebody that we're very high on, and we can't wait for the fans to be able to see Bryce more and more and more. But also don't want to push it. But I don't know. Well, if we put his jerseys, if we do a big blast about his jerseys, I want to make sure he's, you know, he's. We're taking it. We're not too premature on it. But to your point, I can't wait for the days where fans will be wearing the Bryce Eldridge jersey at Oracle, and Bryce Eldridge will be wearing the Bryce Eldridge jersey at Oracle.
Love it. Hey, Larry, good stuff. We greatly appreciate your time this morning, and good luck the rest of the season, man. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Larry.
He gone. That is Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO. What do you want? What do you say?
We get a guest, and everybody behind the scenes is like, he's got to go. It's like, dude, I'll stay on as long as I can, all right?
Well, he did say to open it up. He got 45 minutes. I was like, absolutely. You can talk to Steiny and Goo next.
I don't know if you guys know this. Many years ago, I did an interview with Gabe Kapler.
Solo. I remember that.
Right? And I just kept Kapler for question after question.
You kept it for like 30 minutes, I think.
I want you to force a hang up before you hang up if you're a good guest.
By the way, speaking of the Giants, Saturday, June 7th can I do this, Sam? This read right here, correct? All right, cool. Saturday, June 7th, I had to make sure everything was okay, is Pride Day, and the Giants play the Atlanta Braves at Oracle Park. The first 15,000 guests.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Receive a Pride bucket hat, and your chance to win a 4-pack to that game will be tomorrow in between 7:30 and 8:30 right here.
Oh, wow.
On 95.7 The Game, courtesy of Gilead. And as always, you can get your tickets at sfgiants.com. Larry Bear, that was good stuff. But I'm serious. Like, we just had the All-Star game here at the Chase Center. It was awesome. Everyone kept raving that San Francisco was great. Mm-hmm. Everything was awesome. The Bay Area in totality. Oakland was awesome. It was a total team effort in the Bay there. And now that the Giants are the only team here in the Bay when it comes to baseball, obviously the A's up in Sacramento now. Yeah, let's get the All-Star game at Oracle Park. It's the best stadium and best sight lines in baseball.
We're all in agreement on that.
Like, come on. Like, it's, why is it taking this long? Seriously.
Well, because they have new stadiums that, you know, automatically get those bids.
I don't care that the Atlanta Braves built a new stadium after they built a new one like 25 years ago. Like, what are we doing here? They get one over the best stadium in baseball? Like, come on. Like, miss me with that. Then we got Pennsylvania next year. I think this is Philly's second, right? Haven't Citizens Bank already hosted two within the last two decades? Come on. It's time for Oracle Park to get.
Here's the bigger thing. I watch a lot of these Red Sox, Yankees docs, and I've watched the one where it's the 04 Red Sox. You know what I think the Giants need right now?
A doc?
No. They just need this attitude about them that I want one of these guys. This is where I think like Willie Adames or Chapman. Willie's probably more spicy. I want one of them to look into the camera and be like, we are chasing the Dodgers. We are trying to crush them. They are the gold standard. That is who we aspire to be. And we're David, they're Goliath, and we're coming after them. And we're not going to rest until we overthrow them. That's what I want. I want the ownership to say it. I want the front office to say it. I want the manager to say it. I want the players to say it. I am tired of tiptoeing around this. Like, just come out and say, we are not there yet, but we aspire to not only be the Dodgers, but beat the Dodgers. That's what we are coming here to do. I think we need it right now.
You want them to just come out and say it? Well, I don't really like...
Part of the mantra of that 04 Red Sox is like, we're the dirty dudes that everybody's on the low, and we're not as clean cut and not as high priced as the Yankees, and we're coming and we are going to backdoor brawl you. Like that, well, that there was an element of what made them like gritty.
Well, because they played a playoff series against each other like the year prior, and they got their hearts broken and they weren't backing down. Like a lot of the big names on here, like, they haven't really, like, Matt Chapman, you think he has this like huge hatred for the Dodgers? I don't think he has that. Willie Adames? Not really. right? So some of these guys, I get it. The Yastrzemskis of the world.
Pedro Martinez was a
Logan Webb, sure.
On multiple teams before he went to the Red Sox.
Yeah, I know, but there was elements.
No, I get
it.
There was years of yes. frustration, and believe me, I understand what goes into it. But I think part of
it starts with the fans, by the way, and it starts with the fans showing up.
It
and
doesn't.
Not no, it does because
no, Joe.
Every time I
no.
watch Dodgers
no.
Giants. It's 90% Dodgers fans
it starts
at
with
Oracle
players.
Park.
It starts on the field.
That's not happening at Fenway.
It starts.
Not.
Guys were throwing at each other, and they were hitting each other, and they were salty, and they were talking smack. They were doing post-game interviews. That's how it starts. It does not start in the fan in the stands.
It does. It starts a little bit there. Can we get like at least like 75-25?
The
60,
edge
40?
Is created by the edge that happens on the field, and then it pours over into the stands.
So you like when Dodgers fans take over there, is what you're saying?
No, that you're talking something totally different. I'm talking about the players and the organization identifying the Dodgers as the gold standard, and that is the team that we are going to maniacally not sleep and think about 24/7.
That's great. The players have to feel that way, but the fans also have to feel that way. In conjunction with that,
they will fall in line.
Okay, I guess. But the fans right now are telling me whenever the Dodgers show up, like, I don't really need to go.
Yeah, you're.
I don't need to.
We're talking.
So they're not even considering a rivalry anymore.
We're talking two different things. There are tons of Yankee fans that go to Red Sox
games. We're talking about the same thing. In order for the players to give a rip about that rivalry, the fans have to give a rip about it.
Yeah, I see. I go the other way. For the fans to care, the players have to show it.
Yeah. See, it works. I think it's a symbiotic relationship.
Okay,
chicken meet in the middle. There you go. That being said, they're only two games back of the Dodgers.
You think Joe Shasky rooting out in section 139 is going to force Willie Adames
to
hate Mookie Betts?
Bring all your friends, Joe. Come tell them. Don't skip.
Do you know
Dodgers
why the
name?
Giants and Cardinals hated each other? Because Will Clark hated them. Because the managers were ready to fight. I sent you guys a black and white video from 1986 where the managers were ready to
black
fight.
And white
there was
1986.
A 13-minute pause in the action as two guys are ready to kill each other. You know what that told little 5-year-old Joe Shasky? I hate the Cardinals. When I saw Jose Oquendo and Will Clark going at it at second base, that sparked my hatred of the Cardinals. That's how it starts. It starts on the field.
Okay. So who's going to do that for you? Who's going
to
do that?
All of them. I want someone to go at Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Let's do it.
I think they respect each other as competitors. That's not today's day. They don't do that anymore. We don't do that.
Well, I think the problem is, Shasky, the reason this doesn't happen is there's so much player movement now. Whereas back in the day, it was more common for guys to stay on teams for a longer period. Now guys hop from team to team to team. So, like, you can't be mean
Freddie
to a guy
Freeman
this year.
Freddie Freeman just signed an 8-year deal. Mookie Betts signed a 10-year deal.
Yes,
what are we talking about?
Because those are every player in the
you
league.
Think Mookie Betts
I'm talking
and Freddie
about the
Freeman.
Dodgers specifically.
So Mike Yastrzemski going at Mookie Betts is going to really, that's going to stir it all up. That's going to be the catalyst.
If someone throws high and in on Mike Yastrzemski and he drops the bat and starts pointing at the mound, hell yeah, I'm going to get fired up. Let's go.
It's going to get the fan base fired up?
Yes.
It's going to get the team fired up?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see it. You got to start beating these NL West teams, by the way, because you did lose to the Diamondbacks. Then you got the Padres coming up. Then you got the Dodgers.
I'm not saying that these other teams aren't forces to be reckoned with. The Yankees still had battles with the Orioles, and they had battles with the Blue Jays. Like, you're always going to have other battles. I'm telling you, the gold standard in the sport is your rival.
Again.
That is who you
well,
need to be.
The problem is, I don't think the Dodgers view the Giants as the rival anymore.
But that's why you need to have the little chip on the shoulder.
It's the Padres they don't like. They don't like Machado. They don't like Tatis.
And why is
they
that?
They don't like that because
why
they had moments in the playoffs,
and
too.
And because Tatis fired a ball at a manager.
And Machado played there, too.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah,
and so
that's
like, where does it start? Does it start in the stands or does it start on the field?
Both.
No.
Both.
That rivalry is on the field.
It starts both. The fan base has to care because I don't think a lot of Dodgers fans really care about the Giants fans. The Giants in general right now. They just don't care because they show up and say, hey, this is our ballpark. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's Chavez Ravine North. That pisses me off if I'm a Giants fan. I hate that.
Yeah.
That pisses Sam off. He doesn't like covering that. Steven Rizzotto, right? Carter, Zach back there, IU baby.
If Willie Adames went flying into second base, okay, sliding and broke up two and took out Mookie Betts and the two of them started jarring, that wouldn't make instant hatred for both sides?
Sure, it would do that. Yeah, great.
That would do more than Joe Fan out in right field going, Mookie
But you said
sucks.
It right there. You said it right there. It has to be Willie Adames. It has to be him.
That's why I want Willie to do it.
Okay.
And this is why them not playing until June drives me nuts. They change the schedule, and you barely play your division anymore, and I think it sucks for baseball.
Well, I kind of get where Larry and you were talking about that. It's kind of it's a double-edged sword, right? I do like that you play everyone now. I actually really like that. Some people is like, oh, it's the purity of the game. National League, American League, Interleague should just be a couple. No. I like that we play every single team now. Just like in basketball, that's fun. So, like, whether you're in New York City playing the Yankees every year, or the Yankees come here. Now you're going back to New York.
For every Yankee, you get how many Tampa Bay Rays and Royals?
Don't sleep on that Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm just saying, everyone always says, like, well, you get the Yankees, you get the Red Sox. Well, yeah, and you get the Twins.
Okay, but the Royals.
And you get the Royals.
You like playing the Royals, did you not? You love Bobby Witt. That's what
I would rather play the Dodgers 24 times, which is what we were accustomed to.
You say that, but then if the Dodgers start kicking your ass and start sweeping you, then you don't want them.
No, it's a true test. Like, to get, they're the best team in baseball, right? They're the reigning champs. They got all the best players.
We'll see.
Like, that's the team I want to kill. I'm sorry. And sports kill, not kill.
A lot of killing here, a lot of drug references. Let's just get the Fast Five, can we?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
This is your last hurrah because you know you got like the stretch four coming up. You're just chilling. That was the last unbridled passion speech you're giving for the next 4 days.
I'm going to let you know this right now. Until the day I die, I am going to root against the Dodgers. Till the day I die. And then in the afterlife, I'm going to come back and try to haunt them. That's how much I hate the Dodgers. I have always hated the Dodgers.
You were such a big Yankee fan in the World Series last year.
I despise the Dodgers so much and everything they represent. Dude in Dodger hat wearing jeans with flip-flops. I hate you. I despise you. Despise you.
I wear the flip-flops sometimes.
There are certain teams in baseball.
You don't have the Dodger hat.
There are certain teams in baseball that I will forever hate. The Cardinals, the Dodgers. Like, there are specific. Dodgers, obviously, way up there. And it's because of the rivalries on the field. The Phillies. You know, like, those won't go away. The Braves. So, yeah, like, if hating the Dodgers is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Thank you. That's a walk-off right there. Carter, what are your final thoughts?
Yeah, my final thought for the day is I want to shout out a buddy I went to college with. His name is Kevin Cava. He's a diehard New York Knicks fan.
Oh, no.
The guy sleeps in Timberlands and a Yankee hat. I mean, seriously, he's a hardcore New Yorker. And I know he is just feeling it this morning. He said he did not sleep all night. I just want him to know, don't worry. It's something you'll just remember the rest of your life.
You know what? Let's just live it again. Kevin Harlan, TNT.
Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Reggie Miller was trying not to. He was laughing. He didn't even try. He's just laughing at the Knicks on the broadcast with TNT alongside.
I like that chuckle he does at the end.
It's so good. He knows.
He was vibing that.
I loved every second of it.
Sister was better than you in every single facet of basketball.
Why do you hate Reggie Miller?
Because, dude.
You hate him.
He's a terrible broadcaster.
That doesn't mean it's okay, great. So what?
His sister was way sicker
than Cheryl was
hoops.
Sweet.
Way
shout
sicker.
Shout out Cheryl.
Was. Shout out just women's basketball in general. Shout out the Valkyries, baby. That's my final thought. The Valkyries getting their first ever win in the history of their short-lived franchise, 76-74 of the Mystics. And you heard it all where, Joe? Where did you hear that game? Right here on NFL 7 The Game. And the free Odyssey app, Sammy. Am I right?
Yeah, that is pretty right. And my final thought is just David Sampson and Matt Steinmetz are just coming with some craziness today. To say that was not a choke job, that was really the Knicks had a 99.7% chance of winning with 2:51 left in that game, and they still lost. Like, that is a choke job among choke jobs in Knicks history.
Darth Vader thought it was a choke job.
Thank you. Shout out Andor. I finished it, by the way.
Andor, so incredible.
Since 1998, NBA playoff teams have been 0 for 1,414 when down 9 or more in the final minute of the fourth quarter overtime.
But no, it's not a choke job. Like, come on, it was like, oh, Naismith took it from us. How about play some defense, Knicks? How about dribble out the clock? How about make some free throws?
Couldn't have happened to a less arrogant group of fans.
Like, it just, that's a I had a lot of friends in college who are Knicks fans. I know they're all miserable this morning. Like, that is a miserable history of a fan base, and that was an absolute doozy of a chapter that they put in last night.
And here's a doozy of a call, Sam, from the Indiana Pacers radio network. How about that?
Ananobi has one more foul shot.
Try to compose yourself when the Pacers hit this game with him.
All right. He made the second. It's a two-point game. Bring it the link, fellas, and hit a three. Two-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net. The scoreboard shows 125-125. It's called a two-point shot.
I love Mark Bull. Well, because he just realized he started going down because he thought it was a win. Then it's like, oh, okay, we still got a game to play. I actually kind of like that because Kevin Harlan just made us think that the game was over. Mark Boyle was like, oh, wait. That's
I mean,
a tie.
I thought it was over.
Mark Boyle did not, though. That was the voice of the Indiana Pacers there.
Narrator,
on
it is over.
It was.
Oh, that gently threw the net.
That was good. And we're gently going to end the show now. And that was
Fast Five
brought to you by.
What does Jan do on a Memorial Day weekend?
She's
got a wedding to attend.
At home or on the go, get the fastest internet to all your devices. I'm not even going to try to follow that up. Stein and Guer next is going to be brought to you by Lucky California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.